Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Squire Skimp seems to be improving slightly after his fall in Lum and Abner's theater the other night, and so the old fellows are beginning to feel a little better about the affair. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just returning from the post office. Listen.
Well, howdy, Lum. Was there any mail for us?
Just a couple of bills or advertisements or something like that. But guess who I seen on the street just now?
Laying down on the street, you mean?
No, he was walking along.
Oh, let's see. Did he say hello?
Yeah, he spoke to me.
Oh, must have been Grandpap's friend then, Gilroy Adams.
Gilroy Adams?
Yeah, Grandpap says Gilroy always says hello every time he meet him. Friendliest feller in town.
Well, this weren't Gilroy, though. It was Squire Skimp.
Squire Skimp?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it couldn't have been him, Lum. He ain't the friendliest feller in town. He's far from it.
I never said he was, but don't you get the significance of what I'm telling you?
Huh?
If Squire's well enough to be up walking around, he can't be hurt so terrible bad after all.
Hi, Dogas, that's right. Well, did he say he was feeling all right now?
No, he said he was still in considerable pain.
Oh.
I didn't really have a chance to talk with him. He was in an awful big hurry. Said that he had to get over to his office and take care of all the work that was piling up on him.
Oh.
Claimed he was going again to the doctor's orders, though.
Well, that don't sound like he's complete well yet, then.
No, but leastways he's able to be up and around.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm proud to see that, because I felt awful bad about him falling down in our picture show. Special right after he'd been so friendly, too.
Yeah.
And the way he was talking on the last couple of days, I was feared that he was going to be bedridden for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's...
So I feel way yonder better now. Just like a big weight's been lifted off my shoulders.
Ah, bound you, that note we wrote him cheered him up. Bound you, that helped him to get better, now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, sure do.
Some little thing like that gives a fella moral support.
Sure.
Shows he's got friends in the world.
Yeah.
Makes him want to get well. I've heard Doc Miller say that in some cases he's treated, some little thing like that does a lot more good than all the medicine he could subscribe for him.
Yeah, well, now you take old Charlie Redfield. Might not every spring he comes down with some ailment. Nobody seems to know exactly what it is, but it seems to come over him just about the time his woman starts house cleaning.
Yeah, that is curious. It hits about the same time every year.
Everything Doc Miller subscribes for him don't do him no good at all. But it just looks like when his woman gets done with the spring house cleaning, why, it just makes old Charlie so happy to see her getting a chance to rest that he just gets well right away.
Yeah, maybe it's the sweeping that does it, and the dust gets around there, and cleaning and all gives him asthma.
Well, it might be. And I know we feel sorrowful for his woman doing all that work, too.
Oh, yeah.
He just can't stand to watch her work over when she's got a busting sick headache or something. Every time she gets a headache, why, Charlie just comes into town. He can't stand to see her working.
Yeah, just like I say, it's little things like that can do more good than anything else sometimes.
Yeah, maybe we ought to study up some more little things to do for Squire, Lum. Make him get shut of all his pain right away.
Yeah, I wish we could. I'd feel a whole lot better about it.
Yeah, let's see. What could we do for him now?
We really ought to do something for him, because we've caused him a lot of trouble lately. Stop and think about it.
We have?
Yeah, closing up his theater and all.
Well, that weren't our fault.
No, but we were sort of mixed up in it. I'd like to make it up to him some way or other, because he showed himself to be a pretty good fella after all.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, let's see now. Yeah, reckon we ought to write him another note to cheer him up.
No, one of them's enough.
Did, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you, Lum, how about giving him a free pass to our picture show, one that's good for the rest of his life?
No, that might look like we're just trying to get him to come back to our picture show again and fall down and hurt himself again.
Yeah, let's see, what can we give him? He's got a book. Got a necktie.
He's got both of them, I know.
He's got a record to play on that gramophone of his, isn't it? Corns on a telephone, you know. That's the funniest thing I ever hear. Doggies, he's got just about everything, Lum.
Well, all we want to get him is just some little old thing to cheer him up, so...
I tell you, Lum, we can look in the back for the almanac. They always got a lot of junk advertised in there. We'll to get an idea from that. I'll get it right now.
Oh, don't go to all that bother, Abner. We can study up something ourselves.
Well, it ain't no bother. It's right on the table here where Grandpap always leaves it.
We might could give him a can of that favorite tobacco of his, hmm? Of course, we practical give that to him all the time anyways. He generally just charges it and never pays his bills, hardly.
I believe I'm finding some good stuff in here, Lum.
Yeah?
I reckon he'd like one of these here, best pocket adding machines.
No, I don't much think so. That wouldn't cheer him up much.
No, I guess not. He don't need no adding machine to add up his vest pockets, no ways. Ain't but four of them.
The silly idea.
Why, sure. I don't know what he want to add them up for. Here's a complete telegraph set for 10 cents.
No, that's more than likely for youngins, I think.
Might be. Squire's got a good set of false teeth, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Doggy, these look like good ones here. Just cost $6.98 to. You get a 60-day trial offer, Lum.
Well, we ain't going to give him no set of teeth, Abner.
Money back guaranteed on
us. I don't care if they is.
Of course, we'd have to send clean to New York to get them. Squire'd be well by the time them things got here.
Yeah, that ain't no fit present. Just forget them.
Doggies, I wish old Squire was weak and skinny.
Huh?
I say I wish Squire was weak and skinny, because here's a book here that says it built him up to giant muscles and brawn in 17 days.
Well, I don't think he'd enjoy getting that. He might think we was making fun of him or something like that.
Yeah, listen to this, Lum. Why envy the easy rhythm and fascinating grace of professional dancers? Learn to tap dance in only 5 hours with Professor Laverne's simplified course. No special abilities needed.
No, you can stop right there at that idea.
Get in the swing. The whole town's tapping. Be the life of the party. Get invited everywhere.
Send now, wait, Abner, we ain't going to send in for that.
It's just 25 cents, Lum.
I wouldn't care if it was free for nothing.
I don't think that'd be fun, you know it. Go over to the Sea Strunks of some night and all of a sudden just get up and start tap dancing. I'd bound you that surprise in. Or sometime when the women are having a ice cream social, I'd just get right up on a platform and start dancing for all I was worth.
Well, wait a minute here. We ain't getting this present for you.
Huh?
We're getting it for Squire.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Dad blamed him anyway.
Now, I can tell you right now, we ain't going to send him no tap dancing course. Special not with his lame back and all.
Well, I don't know what to suggest. That's about everything they had on here, Lum.
I was just studying here, Abner. One of the best presents you can give a body nowadays is a war bond.
War bond?
Yes, sir. Just about the best thing you can give him.
Well,
see, when you give a body one of them things, you ain't only doing something for him, but you're doing something for our soldier boys, too.
Huh?
Because a government can take that money you spend for the bonds to buy stuff for our boys to fight with.
You mean that money can buy bonds and fight and stuff, too?
That's the way it works, I believe. And it does a lot of good here at home, too, because it helps to keep prices down.
How do you figure that?
Well, you take right here in Pine Ridge, for example. By now, everybody in town's making more money than they used to.
Oh, sure, sure.
All them folks over at Walt Bates' defense plant, for instance. They're getting higher wages now than they ever did before in their whole life.
Yeah, I know what's that.
And on the other hand, us folks that run stores has got less stuff to sell than we used to.
Yeah.
So what it amounts to is this. Them folks with all the money is sort of bidding again one another to buy what little stuff they is to buy. And they bid higher and higher, and the first thing you know, everything's out of control.
Yeah, but you were talking about a war bonds, Lum. What's that got to do with that?
Well, don't you see that... takes all them dangerous extra dollars out of circulations and keeps them from bidding up the prices.
Oh, I see. Well, Lum, it ain't going to matter none if I just spend 25 cents for that tap dancing course.
Oh, for goodness sake, you don't want that, Abner. Besides, you could take that 25 cents and buy a war stamp with it.
Well, that wouldn't learn me how to tap dance so long.
Well, that's just another one of the advantages of buying war stamps.
Huh?
And I wished you'd recollect that we're getting this present for Squire instead of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, is it all settled in? Is that what we're going to get him, a war stamp?
No, that ain't enough. We get him a nice war bond.
Bond, huh?
Yeah, that makes a nice present because it's sort of a nest egg for the future.
A nest egg?
Yeah.
Well, lo me, what would Squire want one of them for, Lum? He ain't got no chickens over there.
I never said he did have.
Well, he ain't gonna set on no nest egg himself, Lum.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, what you do with a nest egg, Lum, is put it in a hen's nest to try to get her to lay some more eggs just like that.
I know what that kind of a nest egg is.
Of course, some of them now ain't real eggs, I'll admit that. They're just tiny ones.
I know all that, but I weren't talking about actual eggs. I meant money. That kind of a nest egg.
Money?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that won't work, Lum. See, you could put as high as, 75 cents in a nest, but it wouldn't mean nothing to a hen, Lum. She can't use no money. See, Lum, chickens are animals. They ain't human.
I know what they are.
You could give a hen $10, I bound you, and she wouldn't know what to do with it. Who give you this silly idea anyway, Lum?
Nobody give it to me.
Well, you ought to know better than that, Lum.
Abner, let's just not discuss this no more. Just forget about Squire's present. I'll take care of it myself.
Of course, now you might get some extra smart chickens and train them to where they'd understand that you was paying them wages to lay eggs.
Just hush up, Abner, and let me look at these bills and see what's in the mail today.
On the other hand, though, if them chickens got too smart, Lum, they'd more likely want to get raises all the time, get paid time and a half for overtime. That raise the price of eggs up. I don't believe that'd be a very good idea. No.
Well, I'll swan
better
to
not.
Goodness.
Don't believe it'd be a good idea to educate chickens too
if
much.
If this don't beat the bugs a-fighting.
What is it, Lum?
And here we was trying to study up something nice to do for Squire.
Well, what is it?
Well, this is a letter from some lawyer outfit in there at the county seat. Clark, Clark, and Clark.
Huh.
They're in a rut, ain't they? And yeah. They're handling Squire's case for him.
Squire's case?
Yes, sir.
Well, I never knowed he had a case.
Well, according to this, he has. He's lawsuing me and you for damages. $1,000 for falling down in a...
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.